I never felt like this before.
You probably remember this song from the movie Dirty Dancing, but may not remember that the film took place at a resort in the Catskills. Jewish enclaves like that became cultural institutions out of necessity, with widespread anti-Semitism in the early 20th century and millions of members in the Ku Klux Klan. Virtually every state had hotels and resorts with signs stating, "No Hebrews or Gentiles only." And the Catskills owed a lot of its development to a book, The Jewish Vacation Guide. It cataloged where Jews would be safe, well-fed, and entertained, and it also inspired the Green Book, a widely used guide for Black travelers. I spoke last year with Eddie Portnoy. He's with the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research, and I asked him who gathered all this information.
So this was a product of a publication called The Jewish Farmer. This was actually a Yiddish publication, and its official title was Der Yiddische Farmer. They have a wide variety of articles, many of them on farming, but they also have some articles on how farmers should handle borders. This is the beginning of the phenomenon of Jews going to the Catskills. This was really prior to the advent of the many large hotels that would come to exist.
And as you say, this area where there was a lot of farmland, a lot of especially Jewish farmers putting up borders, it eventually led to this vacation region in the Catskills Mountains, so much so that that area came to be known as the Borscht Belt. How did that happen, to go from these cheap boarding houses or, you know, rooms in a farmhouse? How did that come to be these resorts that really were, some of them, quite swanky?
The farmers eventually came to understand that they could make more money boarding people than actually farming. And so the development of larger resorts began to occur. And you can just take Grossinger's, which was one of the larger resorts that began in, I believe, 1908 or 1909 as really a single family farmhouse. And by the 1950s grew into a 1,000-acre, 35-building resort with tennis courts, pools, casino, clubhouses, its own airstrip, and Grossinger's even had its own post office.
There's a great story about the Grossinger's inviting Jackie Robinson and his wife to stay there. And this came at a time when many people know, because they may have heard of the Green Book, which helped Black Americans know where it was safe for them to travel. They may know that was a tough time for Black families to find safe places. This is something that Mrs. Robinson remembered throughout her life, right?
Yeah. You know, Grossinger's and a lot of these bigger resorts always invited celebrities. You know, not only did they invite great jazz bands to play, you know, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, all of these bands played there. But as far as the Green Book goes, what's interesting is Victor Hugo Green, who created the Green Book, he was a postal worker, and he had a friend who worked with him at the post office who happened to be Jewish. And this man told him of this Jewish vacation guide, which included not just hotels, but gas stations and pharmacies and dentists and doctors that would welcome Jewish travelers. And Victor Green said, wow, that's a great idea. That would be an amazing thing for Black people to have. And that became the genesis of the Green Book, which, of course, was extremely valuable for African-American travelers.
So in order to create these safe spaces where families could do exactly what they wanted and feel safe and free and entertained, it ended up becoming just kind of a powerhouse and, in fact, launched careers. Why don't we know more about this history?
You know, I think that if we don't know about it, it's in part because beginning in late 1950s, 1960s, it began to fall out of favor as a locale for Jewish vacationing.
How do you place this history in context? This history of this guide that was meant to keep people safe. And here we are, all these decades later, still not fully safe.
Obviously, great progress has been made. There's really no need for a specific Jewish vacation guide like there was at that time. The issue of Jewish safety has a lot more to do today about distinctive and particular Jewish venues, whether they be synagogues or JCCs, which is a terrible problem that needs addressing.
So what would you, if I wanted to, you know, be more in touch with this particular history and this era, what would you recommend that I either read or watch?
I mean, obviously, in a TV show like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, there are episodes where they bring that back. So if it's something that's of interest to people, they can it's something they can always explore. If you want to go back a few years, something like Dirty Dancing, which was mentioned at the outset, is always a great film that's that takes place there and really reflects the culture that existed.
That's Eddie Portnoy with the Yivo Institute for Jewish Research, reflecting on the history of the Jewish Vacation Guide. Thank you so much.
Thank you.